Today's daf in Masechet Brachot brought to you brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. It's amazing what habit does, huh? From Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh is daf Memchet, and we're holding at two dots. It's about a fifth of the, no, it's actually a quarter of the way down here, maybe more. Om Rabbi Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shmilas Mishmei Derav. If you've got nine people that ate the correct food for Birkat HaMazon, they ate Dagan. And one person had some veggies. That's sufficient. And he can join up in a bracha for 10. Omer Rabbi Zera, boy, my name is Rav Yehuda. I asked Rav Yehuda, well, what about if eight people ate dagana, two people ate veggies? What would be the din? And I asked him about seven, what would be the din? And he said, same thing. I didn't mean only nine. I did not ask about six. And now I'm upset. Actually, that I did not ask about six. This is the Girsa in Rashi. And the reason that he didn't ask six will become clear in a minute. So Shisha, I did not, the Lashon of yours is Vadai, but Rashi's Girsa says, oy, vei, vai, not Vadai. Now I realize it was an idiot. I should have asked him about six, and now I'll never know. Omale Rabirmia, well, you know, it's a good thing you didn't ask him about six. Because there was nothing to ask. You would have made a fool out of yourself. The point that he was making to you was, if you've got rove that ate the gun, so what's the problem? So six is a rove. What were you thinking, Bichlal? You saw a rove the min kabinach. Maybe. It's possible that you need a rove which is borer. So even now he was thinking about it. Originally he thought that's why. I'm for sure that's not going to be enough. Now he realized that, no, that's not clear. And indeed, Rabbi Yirmiya told him that din is six, and indeed that's how we paskin, even though Tosis brings over here the possibility that maybe this is only benogea asara, because you have such a large number of people that did eat lemaisa, we don't paskin like that. Now, once happened that King Yanai and Queen Yanai were sitting around and Krichu Rifta Bahadi Adadi, and they had this meal. Now, they had a little bit of a problem since there was a rather unfortunate occurrence in Yanai's past in which he had murdered all of the Chachomim. So, since they wanted to passel him when he wanted to make himself the Kohen Gadol, so because of that, there was nobody around that he could be Mechabed to be Mevarech, because all he had around him were a bunch of ignorami. So now, Elo Havi Inishal Bruchelu, so his wife says, so he says to his wife, ach, if only we had someone intelligent that we could give the Birkas HaMazon. Now, his wife happened to be the sister of the greatest Gadol B'Torah, who was Shimon ben Shetach, and she had actually managed to save him from Yanai by hiding him. And so now that she sees that her husband has got a little bit of a sense, you know, maybe it's not such a bad idea to have a little Talmud Chacham around, you know, when you need him. So she says to him, okay, listen here. If you promise me that you're not going to hurt a guy that I bring to you, and I bring you the correct guy, then I'll bring it to you. But you got to promise me. Okay, so he swears, fine. So she brings her brother, and this is when she took him out of hiding, Shimon ben Shetach, Achua, the best possible guy. Okay, so Yanai sits him down at the table, and he puts him in a position of great honor. He sits between the king and the queen themselves, so he's right next to his sister. And the king says to him, you see how much covet I give you? It's not, I'm such a bad guy. Oh, my, what kind of crazy? You're giving me covet. I ain't get nothing from you, man. The Torah gives me covet. Dichtiv salsalah v'tromimcha. Tichabedecha ki tichabkena. If you make love to the Torah, then that Torah will uplift you. And if you kiss and hug the Torah, it will be mechabed you. So he turns to his wife. He says, you see, these jerks, you're trying to be nice to them. All they have to say is some smart alecky comment. Even now, you see the lo mekabel moros. He refuses to accept my authority. Anyway, they hand him the kosher bracha. So he says, well, interesting over here. I mean, I haven't had a darn thing to eat. But I suppose the Birkas HaMazon should be Baruch, I can't say Shachal no Mishalo, Baruch Shachal Yanai and his friends, and that's, we'll have a new Birchas HaZimun, right? So, Hechi Yivrich, Baruch Shachal Yanai v'chaver of Mishalo, no way, Jose, he takes the glass of wine, and he drinks down the whole glass of wine. You know, I had to have something, didn't I? Okay, so then he said, give me another cup. So they give him another cup, in which now he was mitztarif to the Zimun by drinking the other cup. Omer Rav Abba Baredo Rav Chiya Bar Abba, you should know that Shimon ben Shetach, who did this, nobody agrees with him. This is his own shita, because he thought that because you're he held that if you're able to be mitztarif to the Zimun, you can also lead the Zimun. But that isn't really true. If you don't eat at least a kezayit of actual mezonos, then you cannot lead the Birkat HaMazon either, because it's not, you're not able to really say the Birkas HaZan. It says over here that if you get into a suda in time, that you're able to get on to the couch and you make yourself comfy and you look like you're really sitting there and being part of them, and you had very little to eat. All you had was a little bit of veggie salad, or you ate just one dried fig. That's enough. Mashma, that you can even say Birkat HaMazon, which is against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Mashma, that you indeed, Shimon ben Shetach was right. You ate, certainly a glass of wine is better than a piece of veggie salad. Says, no, wait a minute. All it says is that you can be mitztaref imahem. Mitztaref doesn't mean you can bench for them. It's stressing, itztaref, mitztaref, it's true. Avala hotziyat harabim yedecho vatan. That doesn't mean that you can make the Birkat HaMazon for them. That's only achi yochal kezayetaga. Now remember that all of these dinim are predicated, firstly, on the fact that in those days, the Birkat HaMazon was part of the Zimun, so that everybody would hear the Barucha, and he was going to be Motzi Dem Yedei Chovato. And because of that, he absolutely has to be Chayev, because there's somebody that isn't Chayev going to be Motzi somebody else. However, take into consideration yet another thing, which changes the Halacha Bizman Hazeh, we can be more Mekel, because for Bircha Zimun, you don't necessarily have to be Chayev, even though this is generally the way we're knowing, but it does not necessarily come from the sugya. Furthermore, take into consideration that if the people don't know how to make the bracha, which is a completely different din, that is a new halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh means even if you have no particular chiyuv at this point to make that bracha, if other people need to make the bracha, you can make the bracha for them because of arvus, without any chiyuv at all. And that is indeed, if somebody would be a complete Am Haaretz, who wouldn't know how to be Mavarech, then Eino Chinami, all of this would not be Nogea. Itmar Nami, and it says this, was spoken out Farish, in the name of Rava, by Rav Chana Bar Yehuda, and that is that Afil lo tavali ma'am ela betzir, v'lo achali ma'am ela grogor techat. So he's basically quoting this Braita, but he makes it clear what the meaning is. You could be mitztaref, but lotzi et harabim yedei chovatan. You cannot be motzi et harabim yedei chovatan unless you ate a kezayit dagan. Om Rav Chana Bar Yehuda b'shmei d'Rava. The halacha is ochal even one piece of vegetable salad, or you drank a cup of wine. You could certainly be mitztaref for the zimun. But you can't be the one who's going to be lohotzi and ono motzi achi yochal kezayit dagan. Omer of Nachman. Now we talk about the Birkat HaMazon itself and the inyanim of which bracha is kodim. Remember, we've been talking about kedima in every possible way from the beginning here. Whether it's kedima in the bracha, or it's kedima in the chashivas of the food, or it's kedima of the tzura of the food, let's say a sholem, or a chaticha prusa, which is bigger, or a kedima in who's the one that gets the food, that makes the bracha, or a kedima in terms of kibud, one for another, which we started talking about yesterday, to allow a person to go in first, is also a din of kedima. There's also a din of kedima in terms of understanding where we should say the correct things and which bracha was metukan first in terms of Birkat HaMazon. To Omer Nachman, if we take a look at the history of Birkat HaMazon, you should note that the first bracha, Moshe was metaken that first bracha. When? At the time when they got the mun. So at the time that the mun came down, now it was an amazing sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Mussar literally out of the sky. Yoshua, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, he was able to be metakein the Birkat HaAretz. But before the Knisa LaAretz, it wasn't yet appropriate to make the Birkat HaAretz. Then David and Shlomo, between the two of them, were metakein the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. But that bracha was made also in parts, because David was metakein only the part that he was able to be metakein, which is after he captured Yerushalayim. So he was metakein Yisrael Amecha, Val Yerushalayim Irecha, but he could not yet say Al HaBayit HaGadol VeHaKadosh because he hadn't made the Bayit HaGadol VeHaKadosh. When Shlomo HaMelech came around and he built the Beis HaMikdash, then he was metakein Al HaBayit HaGadol VeHaKadosh. And what about the last brocha of Hatova HaMeitiv? Hatova HaMeitiv, that was a takona that was made in Yavne, which was Kineged Harugei Beitar. There was a tremendous nes that had happened. The Romans didn't allow any of those people that were killed by them in the rebellion of Beitar to be buried. The Omer of Masna, Rav Masna said, Boto Yom, on the day when they finally nitnu Harugei Beitar likvura, in Yavne, they made the takon of the brocha of Hatova HaMeitiv. Now, that brocha was just, as we mentioned before, the brocha that we know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hatov HaMeitiv. Now, that brocha was said on those special circumstances, either in a Psura Tova, which is Negea the person and other people, or Benogea Yayin, particularly when the new wine that you weren't expecting that was a better quality is brought to the table, and Hatov HaMeitiv as an additional brocha to Birkat HaMazon. Now, later on, as we'll see, they added the takana. We talked about this, Tosis pointed this out before, that they also added that you need to say the Shalosh Gemulais, the Malkiot, so on and so forth, that we'll get to. But right now, we've got a very simple bracha, Hatov HaMeitiv, and that was Mitukan Hatov, was the fact that the Nes, none of those bodies decayed, V'HaMeitiv Shenitnu Likvura. Now, the question is, not everybody agrees with that, remember, because we already saw yesterday, we had the first inklings of the fact that there seem to be those who hold that Hatova HaMeitiv is the Araita. And we had three different rayas, no, that can't be, Halacha L'maaseh, and so on. However, we're going to find today the source of that in the Pasuk, and also see the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merames up front, that these brachas are ru'uyas to be mesaken directly, and therefore they really are the arises, even though the actual seder of the words of the tofes of the bracha were mitukan in the stages, as we just said. So seder birkat hamazon kach hi. And that's why the idea, that's why I'm comparing it to the inyonim of kedima that we had, because it's called here in the braisa seder. So in other words, there is a specific way in which you're supposed to see a development. So first the Gemara introduced the historical development, which is a new idea of kedima. Things take place when they're ro'ui to take place. It's very important to realize that you should not look at things as if, okay, everything was always this way. Things were never always this way. So each step in a process is very important to recognize when you are involved in that process, and now you're coming afterwards to say it. So Seder Birkat HaMazon Kachi. The first bracha has to be Birkat Hazan. The second bracha is the bracha that you make ala Oretz. The third bracha is Bonei Yerushalayim. The fourth bracha is Hatov VaHameitiv. And what about on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, you begin the third bracha with Nechama, and your Mesayim B'Nechama. Now this leads to tremendous machlokas, and this is the famous Psak of the Gro, which Tosfos says is idiotic. he says it's a minhag shtus, says Tosfos. And in the end, the Gro comes out and says exactly what you're supposed to do, and that's what the Gemara means, which is that on Shabbos, there is a new din of not saying rachem as the introduction to the bracha, and therefore also not ending with the words Bonei Yerushalayim, but rather nechama, which is Nachamenu, you're supposed to say. So that's a completely different din. Instead of saying Nachem, you say Nachamenu Hashem Elokeinu Bi Yerushalayim Ircha, which is a totally different girsa. And since the closing has to match, the closing of the bracha is Menachem Tzion or Bonei Yerushalayim or variations of Menachem Tzion B'Yerushalayim. But in any event, you're specifically not supposed to use the word Rachem, which Tosfos says is nonsensical. The Svara that's given is because Rachem is a bakasha of your needs. And to say things in that way is answer on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be mavakish your tzrochim on Shabbos. Tosfos points out that that makes no sense because, as it says in Yerushalmi, wherever you have the tzura of a brocha that was betukan as it was, then you are allowed to say it because you're not really focusing on your tzrochim. You're making the brocha, and the brocha includes those issues. But in any event, that's one of the svaras, and therefore on Shabbos, to match up with Ritzei, which is Haskorah of Shabbos, and to make the change of Shabbos, you should start with Inyonim of Nechama and Messiah ben Nechama. But others learn Messiah ben Amatcha ben Nechama, Messiah ben Nechama simply means the place for Ritzei is in the middle of Rachem, which is Bonei Yerushalayim. That's all that it means. Then you say Kedushas Hayom, which is Ritzei, in the middle of that bracha. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, it's not Kavua Ritzei. You can say Ritzei wherever you want, as long as you don't put it in the Birkat HaZan, for a very important reason. Because the Birkat HaZan was made on the man, and the man Dafka wasn't there on Shabbos. So because of that, you would not want to put your Ritzei in the Birkat HaZan. But if you want to, you could say it in the Choma, which is the Rachem. If you want to, but Birkat HaAretz, go ahead. Nobody's complaining. You want to put it into the bracha that the Chachomim were metaken in Yavne, Vatov, Ameitiv, you could put it there also. We don't care where it doesn't have to even be in the Diyoraisa. V'chachomim omrim, no, eina omra, ela b'nechama bilvad. Well, I mean, that's what the Tanakhama said. Why are we repeating that? Well, the difference is very simply. Is it even b'diavad? According to the Tanakhama, if you mentioned it instead of in Ritzei, you don't have to say over because Hamazon. Mashain came when they say, no, absolutely, this is the only place. It means you'd have to say Birkat Hamazon if you said it in the wrong place. Tana Rabba. Where do we know Bichla that we have a chiyav of Birkat Hamazon min HaTorah? Shenema, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. Now, if we analyze that pasuk, we will see that there were, in fact, Ramazim to each one of the brachas in Birkat Hamazon. So v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, that's the bracha on the achila, and therefore this is the bracha on hazan. And then when it says, es Hashem Elokecha, that is a bracha that goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for anything, just for nivarech Elokeinu. Okay, that's an amazing thing, and that is the Birkat HaZimun, which was betukan, just to say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so wonderful, not to talk about it in that way. Tosfos doesn't like this girsa, because he says, I mean, it's sort of out of order, isn't it? I mean, shouldn't the first thing be Birkas HaZimun? So he flips it, but also it brings the Yerushalmi like that, that it's flipped. But I mean, this is so beautiful to see it that way, the Birkas HaZimun, that it's really wonderful. This is how Rashi is Masbrit. Al Ha'aretz is the Birkas Ha'aretz. Al Ha'aretz HaTova is a reference to Bonei Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim is called Hahar HaTov HaZeh V'Alavanon. So HaTov is Aretz HaTovah, and Asher Natan Lach refers to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and all the goodness that he gives you, that's HaTov HaMeitiv. Now, according to this, HaTov HaMeitiv is already merumas in the Torah, and it's not part of the Takana of Yavne. Ein li ela la'acharav. How do I know I'm supposed to make a bracha before eating also? Well, it's a kal vachomer, as we saw before. If a person makes a bracha after he's already full and happy and doesn't feel the deep internal need to connect to the mazon because he's already feeling satisfied, so then it's certainly when he's hungry and he's desperate for food, I mean, and the food is here and he's ready to eat it, lo kol sheken, that he has to respond. Rebbe Yomer, you don't need any kal vachomers. It's in the pasuk. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta Hashem Elokecha. That is Birkat HaZan. Avo Birkat HaZimun is not like you said. Remember, we learned before Birkat HaZimun from the pasuk of Gadlula Shemiti. Okay, so Gadlula Shemiti means that we don't need the words that you said were going to be the Es Hashem Elokecha. Al Ha'aretz is Birkas Ha'aretz. Hatova is Bone Yerushalayim, as we say, Ahara Tova Zeva Levanon. Hatova Meitiv, we don't need anything because that's Midrabanan. It was B'yavna Tiknua. And now here's the point. Ein li ela le'acharav. How do I know Lefanav Minayin? Talmud Lomar, that comes from the words Asher Natanlach. That means me, Shenatanlach. From the moment that he gave you the food and you're about to put it in your mouth, that's when you have to be sensitive to the bracha. Reb Yitzchak Omer, you don't need that either. Harei Omer, doesn't it say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mevarechet lach mechavet meimecha? Well, you can read that not uveirach, but rather al tikrei uveirach, rather read it uvarechet lach mecha. You go ahead and make a bracha on your lechem. When is it called lechem? After it's in your tummy? No. When it's in your hand and you're about to eat it. Konim chiochlenu. Reb Nassen says you don't need any of that either. Eino tzarech. Harei Omer, look, remember when Shaul was looking for Shmuel, and he asks these bunch of these girls, how am I supposed to find the Ro'eh? And they start giving him this long speech. He just goes on and on. It's the weirdest speech. And they say to him, you know, okay, and in the middle of the speech, they say, now look, b'vo'achem ha'ir, kentim tzu'unoto, and you'll find him there before he goes up to the bama to eat. Oh, and by the way, I mean, no one will eat until he goes up to the bama to eat, and he makes the bracha first. And what does that have to do with where am I going to find him? They just keep going. Anyway, so meanwhile, we learn out the bracha from there, because it says no one will eat unless he goes. Lo yochal ha'am ad bo'o. And why do you think he goes there? Ah, ki hu yevarech ha'zevach, and only after that, achrechen yochlu ha'kru'im. Would you like us to give you a shiur on anything? Says the Gemara, what the heck is going on over here? Why are they blabbing and blabbing and blabbing? V'kokach lama. What do you mean, kokach lama? Did you ever ask a woman why she talks so much? Women talk. Lefish anashim dabraniyot. That's just the way they are. Shmuel says, nah, come on. This is there because they had a reason to talk. This guy was gorgeous. You know, it's not as if they have an internet to look at. I mean, this is the first time they've seen anybody so beautiful, and they want to look at him. So, hishtakel b'yofyo shel Shaul. I mean, it says, mishichvo v'mala gavo mikol am. I mean, he was like this big football star, you know? So they're all sitting there with him. Can't ask him for his autograph, but at least they can talk to him as much as possible. Rabbi Yochanan says, this was all organized min hashamayim. Because ein malchut nogad b'chavata afilu kam lo nima. Remember that this is the moment at which authority is going to be transferred from Shmuel and handed over to Shaul as the malchus. But that means that it's a changeover in malucha. And one malucha does not get into the time slot of the next malucha and in even a hair's breadth. So there was still a few extra seconds that needed to be taken off before Shmuel bumps into Shaul. And therefore, we needed all of this extra blabbing to take up those extra seconds. So on all levels, it works. They're naturally talkative, so it works. And in this case, there was a good reason for them to talk to Shaul. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted all of this to happen. So on every different darga, you can see that this is part of the Seder Ha'olam. Ein li ela bikrat ha'mazon. Anyway, we interrupted just to discuss why they're talking so much. Getting back to the price. In the El Birkat HaMazon, how do we know that there's such a thing as Birkat HaTorah? Omer Rabbi Yishmael, well, it's a Kalvachomer. If you're able to make a bracha on food, and what's food going to give you? A little bit of life in Olam Hazeh, what's that worth? Al Chayei Olam, learning Torah, lo koshikein, obviously you'd have to be Mevarech. Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmeinu Tamidosh Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. You don't need a kavachomer. It's part of the actual pasuk. You make a bracha la'aretz hatova asher natan lach. What do you think natan lach means? That's what it says legabe the bris of Torah ve'et nalecha et luchot ha'even v'atorah v'hamitzvah. So asher natan lach is a remez to Torah itself. Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin shekashem shemevarech ala tova kein kach mevarech ala ra'ah. Because it says, Asher Natan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. Those are two different midos. Hashem is midas rachamim, and Elokecha is dayanecha. And that teaches you anything which is b'chol din shedancha. It doesn't matter how you perceive, how he judged you. Bein midah tova, bein midah puranut, this is uverachta. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, you do not need this, any of this, to teach me the dinim of Brichas HaTorah. Harehu Omer al Eretz HaTova. Tova, HaTova are two different things. Tova is a reference to Torah where it says, Ki lekach tov natati lachem. Torah ti al ta'azovu. And HaTova is the Bidin Yerushalayim, the Chedom Omer Harat Tova Zavalava. No, it's the same place where Yerushalayim is Muskar. That's where the Teva of Torah is Muskar. And of course, remember that that is precisely why the Mokar of Torah, the Sherish of Torah in the Olam, as the Rambam says, Bisham Yotze Hora Alako Yisrael, is in fact the Lishkas Hagazis in Yerushalayim. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. If you did not say Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava in the Birkata Aretz, and you didn't say Malchus Beis David in Bonei Yerushalayim, you just mentioned Binyan Yerushalayim, you weren't Yotze, and you'd have to go back and say over the whole Birkata Mazon, according to Marshitas. Nachum Azokei Nomer, Tzorech Sheyizkor Ba'Brit, when you're talking about the Birkas Aretz, you have to mention Bris Milah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu in the context of Italech Lefanai Ve'yeh Tamim, V'tein Lecha Et Aretz Hazot, and so on and so forth. So obviously, if we're talking about the Seder of Brachas and remembering the development of how it is that all of this took place, then it's essential to mention Brit because that's how you have the Aretz. Flimo Omer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzorech Sheyizkor Bo Torah. Because without Torah, you also will not have the schus to Eretz Yisrael. It repeats so many times that I'm giving you these mitzvahs in order for you to be Yoshev in the Eretz and to survive there. So it's clear that the bris of Torah is also part of Eretz Yisrael. Plima Omer, but again, remember that we're talking about Seder. Seder means you need to be Magdim correctly. What should come first? Bris Mila has to come first. Tzorech Shiakdim Bris Lutera. Because Bris Mila is much greater in terms of the nature of the covenantal relationship than Torah is. Because Yuzunitna B'Sholosh Britot, we find the Torah was given, as it says, B'Sholosh Britot. So we have the Milvad HaBrit HaShekarati Mam B'Chorev, and then we have the Brit, which includes the Olam Moed, and then we have the Brit of Arvus Moav, and then we have the Brit of Har Grizim and Har Eival, and that's it. But Mila was given B'Shlosh Esrei Britot. And there, the Rambam actually lists every single one of them in Hilchos Mila, and because of that, it's much more Choshev, and in the Din of Kedima, you have to mention it first. Rabbi Abba Omer, Tzorech Sheyomar Ba Hoda'a Techila V'Sof. V'Hapochet Lo Yivchot Me'Echad V'Chol HaPochet Be'Echad Harei Zeh Miguneh. You also have to say in the Birchas HaOretz the sense of deep thankfulness. So that's why we start, Nodeh Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. And then when we close, we say, V'Al Kulam Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lachem Uvorchim Otach. That's all from this Gemara. That the Hoda'ah is part of Eretz Yisrael. Note how it develops. It's that the Bracha is Birchas HaOretz, Ala Oretz V'Ala Mazon, but the Psicha and the Chatima that introduces the Baruch HaTah at the end is about Hoda'ah. And if you don't mention Hoda'ah, you are really disgusting. Now, what's interesting is that there are many who paskin that means that you're not Yotze and you'll have to be Chayzer. But actually, the Achreinim are Medayik exactly the opposite. Note the difference between saying Harei Zeh Meguneh, as opposed to Kol Shelo Hiskir that we had a moment ago of Malchus Beis David, or Bris V'Tera Lo Yatzai Yedei Chovato. So the point seems to be you may be a complete idiot and it's so inappropriate, but it doesn't say Lo Yatzai Yedei Chovato, Mashma, that you are not Chayzer. By the way, just to point out that when you are Chozer, you need to be Chozer to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, because all of the brachot of Birkat HaMazon are considered to be one long bracha, as a bracha smucha l'chaverta. You weren't Yotze some of it, then you have to go back and start at the beginning. V'chol HaKochotim manchil aratzot. There used to be these people, very pluralistic, you know. I mean, we need to talk about the Palestinians. I mean, we're not certainly not just going to talk about Eretz Yisrael, are we? I mean, Bernie says you got to be really very, very sensitive. So what you got to do is you say not ala oretz, you say manchil aratzot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to all peoples their lands. Oh, man, those kind of people. Or he talks about, instead of talking about, you know, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and so on, it's really about me and Malel, Gvorot Yisrael. You know, so he's Moshiach Es Yisrael is the new bracha for Bnei Yerushalayim. This guy's a total boor. And Kol She'enu Omer Bris V'ter V'Birkas Ha'aretz U'Malchus Beis David B'Bnei Yerushalayim Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato, which is B'Sayel Rabbi Lloyd, Omer Rabbi Lloyd, Rabbi Yaakov Barach Mishum Rabbeinu, who is usually Rav, Kol Shalom Abris V'ter V'Birkas Ha'aretz Malchus Beis David, because Beis David, as part of the historical process of the conquering of Yerushalayim, and the necessity of having Malchus Beis David as a chelek of our vision of what the Nechav of Yerushalayim is, he wouldn't be Yotze the Brocha at all, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato.